Okay, well, Simon, you've come out the wrong side of it tonight. How disappointed are you?
Well, disappointing that we've lost the game, but pleased with the performance of the players. I think Burnley have known that they've been in the game tonight. They know that they've had to work for a result. And I think today's performance has probably been very much like we've been all season. We've worked extremely hard. We've defended and put our bodies on the line. And again, we've asked questions of them the second half, but maybe just where it matters at final third, we've just not got that extra little bit of quality. But that comes with budgets, etc. So we can be pleased, and they'll know, again, Burnley, that they've been in a tough game tonight.
And Burnley have gone back to the top of the table. Just how far away do you think that they are from you right now on current form?
Well, they're a very strong, organised team and know what they're doing. I wouldn't say they've got the best individual players in the team, but they're probably one of the best teams because of how they work, the recovery runs, they know how to manage games. They've got players that can influence it and the experience that they've got. So, yeah, we were a bit away from them, given we've come from League One and they've been in the Premiership. So, but we can't be disappointed. Yes, we can, because we've lost the game, but we've asked questions of them, and like we did at Middlesbrough, they've known that they're in a game tonight, as I keep saying.
And you went with your sort of your first choice strikers really tonight, Beckford and Garner paired. I think that's the first time since the playoff final. And how did you think they performed together?
Yeah, look, they probably didn't get as much service as you liked, and we changed it after about 20 minutes and went from the three at the back to the 4-4-2. But yeah, Jermaine will have got 90 minutes under his belt for the first time, so it's great. We would change it around with Joe coming off and put John on. We just need to keep freshening up, trying to change it to break them down. But as I keep saying, they're a very organised team who know what they're doing, and to try and limit you to a few opportunities. We had some half-decent chances. If the chance for DJ had fallen in his left foot, I'd have expected him probably to put it in the top corner rather than straight at the keeper with his right. But fine margins, but we can be pleased, and ultimately we've been beat by a deflected free kick.
And how big a learning curve was it for some of the young players, especially in midfield, up against Joey Barton, who was, again, outstanding tonight?
Well, he's been a fantastic signing for him, because he can manage his game, both with the ball and without it as well. But it just shows his experience. And our players, as I keep saying, they're a young group. They've got to learn and will learn, because he plays that position really well. And we have, I keep saying again, we've got honest lads who will give everything, keep running and working. But when you look at Burnley as well, the recovery runs that they do, they sort of run forward, they run backly quickly, they get back into the shape. So I think it's a learning curve and something to look at for all our season, for future seasons.
You were hampered by the injury to Ben Pearson quite early on as well. How did that affect things today, and how is he?
Yeah, I think he's rolled his ankle. So again, it's not ideal. We had Owen Doyle was away for family reasons. We had Marnik injured, Anders Lindegaard, obviously John Wells picked up a slight calf strain, so we were obviously down to the bare bones. And it's never easy when you lose your players early on in a game. But DJ has been waiting, came on, affected the game, and unfortunately, as I said, he couldn't have finished it the opportunity when that came his way.
You talk about the deflected free kick as well. Do you think your goalkeeper could have moved a little quicker to get to the ball, or how do you see it?
I think you're probably being a bit harsh on that. I think it's hit Brownie on the top of the head and obviously spun away. So I don't think Chris could have done much with that. And really, when you look back, they got around the 18-yard box against us, but Chris hasn't had to make too many saves. Yeah, we've made the blocks, but that's what defenders are there for. Nobody's got a right just have free reign of shots, etc. Defenders are there to defend, and ours have done that all season. So we played well with the ball, especially second half, and asked questions of them.